We were talking before about variations in surgery. What about variations in radiation therapy? Any thoughts about rectal cancer, you know, particularly as opposed to other cancers, in terms of how much of a variation there is and what the impact might be?
I think there is a difference in terms of how the radiation is given. Interestingly, one of the areas where it is likely most important is in terms of how one treats the very lowest portion of the field. And specifically, it's the radiation of the anus that causes an issue. Radiation of the anus and the perianal skin causes a lot of acute morbidity to the patient. And in many situations, maybe in most situations, it's not necessary to irradiate the full extent of the anal canal. And certainly, it's rarely indicated to irradiate the perianal skin to any significant extent. But in addition to the acute morbidity, there have been a number of studies that have shown increased difficulty with bowel function for years after surgery and radiation therapy. And some of that is related to anal sphincters that do not work very well. And therefore, trying to design the field to stay off the sphincter or to minimize the dose to the sphincter when the tumors are not extremely low in the rectum is something that I think produces a substantial long-term benefit to the patient. Unfortunately, I think a lot of radiation oncologists kind of ignore that issue and use stylized radiation fields that are based on bony anatomy and not on the anatomy of the anus and the rectum for that particular patient. And I think that's a significant mistake and can have a significant impact in long-term outcome.